The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast contains explicit content and is not suitable for all ages. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Always the Last to Know. I'm Ash.
I'm Katie.
How are you, Katie?
I realized that I answer that question the same way every time. I always start with, oh, you know. So everyone say it with me, parasocial relationship. Oh, you know. The same. I'm good. Christmas is coming up quickly. I feel like because of COVID, I like lost all of this time. Mm-hmm. And I'm like trying to make up for it now.
Well, you and Deuter did a very good job at making all of those gifts for people.
Oh my God, the little ornaments that he made. Because by the time this comes out, everyone will have them.
They're, I was going to say, it'll be Christmas precious. When this comes out. So, oh, Merry Christmas. So happy holidays.
Precious. Yes. Yeah. Happy holidays. The winter solstice was last mm-hmm. night. I did not sleep well.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird time of rebirth and bad shit.
Yeah, I did not sleep well last night. And Mike woke up and was like, I didn't sleep well last night. And I wanted to be like, winter solstice. It was be the like, Yule spirits.
Tis the season.
The veil is low.
The veil is thinner now than it is in Halloween.
It's worse. I do really want to watch the Sabrina Christmas special.
Ooh.
Because I love that Netflix Sabrina show. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just mm-hmm. holiday stuff going on with me. What about you, Ash? How are things?
Things are pretty good. Funeral home's been crazy, which sucks for other people, but
yeah,
good for business, unfortunately. I am getting a little bit of a break. The day after this comes out, I am driving for 2 days with my dad to go to Florida Ooh. To see my nephew. For the first time since the summer, so I'm like really excited for that. My nephew and my brother.
Oh, him too. It's
love
really
you.
About
love
my
you.
Nephew.
It's it really about is. My nephew.
It always is. It's fun.
It's that, people and it's come... getting to spend like nice quality time with my dad because I feel like I haven't had, you know, I haven't had much time for friends this year, but I really haven't had much time for family because of the campaign and everything around that. So I'm really excited to spend, I mean, it's 2 days in the car. And this is, listen, I love doing this with him. We did it last year. He's got an SUV, so he'll put down one of the back seats and then they'll make like a little bed between that and like the trunk. So every couple of hours we'll switch off and somebody gets to sleep while the other one drives. That. And then sometimes I'll sit up front with him if I'm not feeling like tired, like overly sleepy. And
particularly
I can...
sleepy.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. I'm excited.
Nice. That sounds so fun. A good old-fashioned road trip.
I'm 31 and I love road tripping with my dad.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing
And you're going
wrong
down to
that.
Some nice warm weather, which is great.
I know. After the craziness we're about to get.
Your parents don't listen to this, right?
No.
Are you going to show them your leg tattoos?
So I was thinking about just telling my dad in the car, because to be honest, I really do want to go swimming in my brother's pool.
Yeah.
I think it's going to happen. And you know what? My brother's got a leg tattoo now. And they know about it. And they know about it. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it.
Fuck it. Yeah. Ashley's parents have no idea that her legs are...
tattooed.
Covered.
Yeah.
And tattoos.
So I have like a giant TARDIS from Doctor Who on my calf. And then on the other leg on my thigh, I've just got like a big fox and flowers looking up at the moon. But like, thank you. I've had the TARDIS one since the year Dan and I started dating.
Yeah.
So it's been like 9 years.
Yep.
They have no idea.
I'm sorry.
And it's not, people are going to be like, you're a grown adult. Yes, and I have tattoos everywhere else. They know about all of them. These ones are just so big and so colorful, and they are not tattoo people. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, it's not like, oh, I don't want them to know. It's like every single time I got a new one when I was still living with them, even though I was using my own money, I literally would just get that I'd get faces made
the parent face we all
the
know.
Parent it's, face
yeah, and then we all know
and then be like no more and I'm like, well, no, I'm gonna get more because that's what brings me joy in my life, because this is for me.
Yeah. And there's no one on this planet who doesn't have things that they're hiding from their parents. Oh. So don't come at us with that judgmental attitude. Like, everyone has stuff that they're hiding from their parents. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how old you are. I love hearing the things that my mom is like, yeah, I don't know if my mom knows that. And I'm like, secrets, generational secrets.
I just thought about this, but you know what I should do? Just get to my brother's house and be like, yo, let's compare leg tattoos.
Yes, absolutely.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine. And then just do it in front of my dad.
Yeah. I say just surprise him with it.
Yeah, just come out, go change and come out in shorts.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, do it. I thought you knew about this. Gaslight.
Yeah, dude, just gaslight him into
believing that he already knew about it.
That's what I said the first time. I was like, dude, just get really mad at him and be like, my own father, I've had these tattoos for longer than nephew's name's life. How I cannot believe you. And he's just, that's what I say. But now this is on record.
Which would be so funny. Which would be so funny because, like, my brother is aware of them. I don't think I've ever shown them to him, but he knows. And he knows why I haven't told them.
Yeah.
But he, of course, he's just like, whatever. I'm like, okay. Yeah,
of course.
Whatever. Anyway, okay. I'm getting so off track.
I don't think my mom knows about all of my tattoos.
Yeah, but your mom also wouldn't give a shit.
She did care for a while when I was younger.
Yeah.
And then my brother got handcuff tattoos and now I'm fine.
Yeah, you're like, no, I'm good.
There's something that I can do that'll compare to that.
before we move on, my in-laws do know about them. And Gigi has asked me why I haven't shown my parents, and I told her and she was like, oh, I get that.
Yeah.
Before we do move on to our story today, we do just want to give a couple of Patreon shout-outs.
Our new best friends.
Yes, our new best friends. First, we have Beth W. Hi, Beth.
Hi, Beth. Thank you so much. I was so excited when you commented on our TikTok letting us know, like, that you were the Beth of the Patreon. Like, that's always really nice. Let us know, because we want to be able to, like, my parents know about you guys. You're my friends. Like, let us know who you are on the socials. Our next...
Wait, hold on. Beth is one of our absolute gems. Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and our next Patreon is Maureen M., who is a helpful little bug. Thank you so much. Hi, Maureen.
Thanks for joining us.
I also love the alliteration of your name, and I am curious, is your middle name a vowel? And if so, do people call you that nickname? Let us know on social media. I was just curious. I
like
love that.
Like, mom.
Yeah. Well, like, Mike's initials are Mag. Gabe's initials, if his name wasn't hyphenated, would be Gag.
Oh, no. I'm glad it's
not. Thank God his name is hyphenated.
Welcome, Maureen.
Welcome, Maureen.
And then our final one for today is our first ever $10 Dreammaker patron. Dreammaker. It's Katie Bjorkman. And Katie gave us permission to say her last name on air because she wanted to hear how we pronounce it. Katie, I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm pretty sure it's Katie Bjorkman.
What if this is the one time that you're actually supposed to pronounce the J?
Could you imagine?
A hard jacket. It would be so funny. It's the only time.
Yes, it's spelled B-J-O-R-K-M-A-N. And I feel like I'm right. But just let us know. I think you're right. On Patreon.
Yeah, I think you're right. Also, shout out to a fellow Katie with a Y. What's
yes.
up?
Yes. Love that. It's exciting.
I was very excited about that.
Welcome to all our new patrons. We are so happy to have you with us. Mm-hmm. And since y'all got in before Christmas, you will be getting a little treat because we yes. love you and we appreciate you.
Can expect a little holiday package from us. Once Ashley and I get together, we can finalize everything and we will get them mailed out as soon as we can. We are also neurodivergent, so I can't promise it's going to be like ASAP, but I have a reminder on my phone to get yes. these mailed out. So like, I'm really going to try.
I love you. Listen, it's a disclaimer that needs to be put out there.
Yeah, I'm just, I know who I am. So,
yes. Without further ado, let's get into my Ashlyn episode.
It's story time. Katie okay, is I'm so excited.
Excited. With this episode coming out on a holiday, I wanted to do something a little bit lighthearted, especially with the jam-packed series of episodes.
Oh my god, seriously.
We just did. That Katie like just did.
I feel like we should give everyone tinfoil hats for what we just put them through.
That's your Christmas gift from us.
Oh, shit. Your holiday spoiled gift. I spoiled it.
So this week, we're bringing a little blast from the past and heading back to the late 90s.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Gen Xers and millennials, this one's for you.
I'm so excited.
This week, we're talking about the time the NSA banned Furbies.
No way. Oh my god. 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 You're going to have to turn my volume down. Dude, okay. I saw that in the notes. Goosey, shut up. This is my time. I saw that in the notes and I squealed to the point where I woke Mike up. Because I was wow. so excited. I had no idea that that whole fuck yeah, okay.
Well, before we get into this, the reason that I'm aware of it is because when I was at Nikki's birthday party, I was talking about the podcast and one of her friends suggested it. And I immediately was like, please hold while I add this to my note list that I share with my co-host.
Shout out Nikki and shout out her friend. Also, shout out Nikki's nonprofit, amazing art organization. It's on our Facebook.
It's called Dang Arts.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay. Fuck. I'm so excited. I had no idea this was a thing. I had no idea.
So, for anyone who wasn't alive back then or just simply doesn't know what a Furby is, let me elaborate. In 1998, Tiger Electronics released the Furby. They were the first successful production of a domestically aimed robot. When you first used it, it would speak strictly in Furbish. It mm-hmm. was the unique language of Furbies, and it was programmed to recite English words and phrases in place of the Furbish over time. Kind
you
of
had
like,
to teach it.
Well, that's what we thought.
Well, that's what we thought. Yeah, I remember like calling my friend who had a Furby and being like, why isn't mine
learning?
What is happening?
Because like, from what we thought, it was kind of like mimicking a child's yeah. process of learning English over time.
Yes. Is that not the case?
You're okay, just okay. like jumping ahead too quickly.
This is such a good topic, dude. I've never been so excited.
So like, I have a story to tell. Just hold on.
Okay. I also have a great Furby story to tell.
Oh, yes. Okay. We can do it. There is a time and place. There is a place for that in this episode. Okay, good. Trust me.
Sorry, listeners. This feels like it's my Christmas present.
You're like, yes, she chose this one.
This is best.
It's a lot of cooing and random noises at first. They can also sneeze, which always weirded me out. These things were furry with big ears and beaks and a mohawk of like different colored fur. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a cross between an owl and a fucking gremlin.
Yeah.
The eyes are massive and very creepy, to be honest. And it does blink.
The gizmo gremlin. Yes, not the gizmo scary gremlin.
Yeah, that's Which is funny. We watched that at Nikki's house.
Oh, it's our Gabe loves that movie.
The ears move, the beak moves. There's also a sensor, like, above and in between the eyes to turn it off, and you'd have to put your finger over it, like we use our thumb to cover it, to turn off the Furby. But if you had one like I did, there were times where it wouldn't shut off, and it wouldn't shut up, and it was super fucking annoying.
Oh, yeah, there was, we would put it, like, I didn't know that that was a sensor there. We would put it in our closet and cover it with shit to make it shut up.
Yes, I believe, I'll get more into it, but there is infrared lights in the Furby, and I believe that that's
would,
one of the
that would make total sense. Uh-huh. I've never applied adult technological understanding to my Furby, ever. Like, that would make total sense. I was just like, no, they can sense the darkness and they go to sleep like birds.
So funny. There was a friend of mine one time when I was at her house. She got so angry because hers wouldn't turn off that she threw it out the bedroom window, and like it landed on concrete, and that shit was still on and making noise.
That's so scary.
Mm-hmm. Ah, they were like wonderful and traumatic at the same time. So speaking of that, they were so fucking popular. They were flying off the shelves when they first came out. Mm-hmm. There were people who would like buy them and sell them for hundreds of dollars, and people were buying them for hundreds of dollars. It was insane. I remember that same Christmas too. People were like freaking the fuck out and like hurting each other at stores to try to get them for their kids.
Oh, that was my parents. They couldn't find a Furby fucking anywhere. So my mom's solution was to get me a hamster. And they wrote a little note on the cage that said, hello, my name is Furby.
Oh, my God.
That was, they couldn't find it. And they, I think it was my birthday in April, 4 months later, when they event, when I got my Furby. But yeah.
I love your mom.
She's amazing. She's so good.
It's a great solution. The hamster was a
little asshole, though. Furby still sucked.
Aw. Well, over 40 million Furbies were sold during the 3 years of its original production, with 1.8 million sold in 1998, because it came out like right before Christmas that year.
It was the Christmas gift.
Amazing marketing. Amazing marketing. And 14 million sold in 1999 alone.
That was how they did it back before internet shopping. Was they? It was the same way that they had like Thanksgiving movies, is like around the time of Thanksgiving movies, they would drop like the hot Christmas toy.
Yep.
Oh my God, dude, you're like unlocking childhood memories for me right now.
Great. That's one. It's perfect for the holidays. Now that we have a good rundown of Furbies, let's just give a quick description of what the NSA is for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah.
The National Security Agency is a national-level intelligence agency of the United States Department of Defense, under the authority of the Director of National Intelligence. The NSA is responsible for global monitoring, collection, and processing of information and data for foreign and domestic intelligence and counterintelligence purposes, specializing in a discipline known as signals intelligence. The NSA is also tasked with the protection of U.S. communications networks and information systems. The NSA relies on a variety of measures to accomplish its mission, the majority of which are clandestine. The existence of the NSA was not revealed until 1975.
Was that when the, because they were a part of the Church Select Committee that we've discussed in previous episodes. So did they become revealed in that committee? Do you know that? Or was it like just before that committee? Because that happened in 1975.
Okay, so this leads into my next part of my notes, saying that I will probably make an entire episode about the fuckery that is the NSA, because I also don't know deeply that much about them. So like, I don't have an answer to that question right now, but okay. I would love to have an answer to that in the future.
Okay. I mean, timing wise, it would make sense.
Okay.
Because that was the year that the Select Committee on Intelligence, remember that big, crazy, long name, mm-hmm. where it was talking about the CIA, the FBI, the IRS, and the NSA. So I wonder if the public found out about that, like, in that. Oh, in that's gonna be timing. A great episode, dude. Yeah. Hell yeah.
There's also just like so much fuckery around the NSA that like,
oh yeah,
we deserve a full dedicated episode to that, but like this little bit of fuckery here is entertaining and funny.
this is like one of those things where in a post Snowden world, we're kind of like, yeah, of course the NSA is doing fuckery. But there yeah. was like genuinely a time period in America where we didn't know about that. And we trusted the CIA and trusted the government wholeheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's and that's kind of what we talk about in our previous episodes. So it's love that detail. Hell yeah. I fucking love Ashley episodes. Yeah. Okay. Back to this.
Okay.
Jovial topic.
We're heading back to December 1998. It was a much simpler time for us kids back then, and almost every one of us here in the US had a Furby. The NSA internally announced that it was banning Furbies from its Fort Meade, Maryland campus.
Why were there Furbies there to begin with?
Listen, I give my commentary on that question later.
Okay.
Yeah. Chalupa, please. Yo, he's right next to me and he's making so much noise. Okay.
It's also great that you're like reporting on this at the same time that people are trying to ban TikTok from the phones
yes!
of senators and government workers and like potentially all together. Speaking of which, if you're from TikTok, follow us on Instagram on the off chance that TikTok gets banned. We don't want to lose you.
Yeah. So there was an internal memo sent around that, according to an article from the Washington Post at the time, said... Personally owned photographic video and audio recording equipment are prohibited items. This includes toys such as Furbies, with built-in recorders that repeat the audio with synthesized sound to mimic the original signal. We are prohibited from introducing these items into NSA spaces. Those who have should contact their staff security office for guidance. Now, yeah. That's the announcement. Now, the toy is embedded with a microchip that is programmed with 200 words that Furby can recite. So there is a microchip in there that's programmed with 200 words only. It was clear that the NSA believed that the Furby was listening to us and learning from what we spoke to it, thus recording what we say. And that was definitely because of the way that Furby was marketed.
Absolutely. I until just 20 minutes ago thought that Furby was listening and learning.
Yes! Yes! So, a quote from a Grunge article on just this topic. If you were a kid in America at the time, you'll probably remember that Furbies were touted as having the ability to learn English over time with the help of you, their benevolent master. The idea was that the dolls
Don't love master.
I know. Listen, whoever wrote this article had a really fun time writing this.
I mean, good for them.
Yeah. The idea was that the dolls would listen to their owners and slowly begin to replace their baby talk native tongue with a sophisticated Western lexicon of words like yes and hooray. And if you had an older brother, butts.
Are we colonizing out Furby's natural native tongue?
The way that I already had that thought as I was reading the sentence.
What?
In reality, Furbies were programmed to start out speaking a few nonsense phrases, then slowly replace them with simple English as time went on. End quote. There's this like That's major... So what?
That's so brilliant. That's so smart.
There was a major misconception within the NSA about how these toys were programmed. It was shortly after the NSA ban announcement that Tiger Electronics announced that there was no recording device in the Furbies. According to Roger Schiffman, the co-founder and CEO at the time of Tiger Electronics, Furby has absolutely no ability to do any recording whatsoever. He even said that had the NSA just asked, he would have gladly told them that there is no built-in recorder in the Furbies. I feel like the NSA themselves also has more than enough resources to just, like, open up a fucking Furby and see what exactly is inside of it. And yeah, I'm sure because of the fact that they are the NSA that they've got a shit ton of techies who could
probably reverse program the microchip and see how it's functioning.
I also just feel like this says a lot about the technology that they had available to them in 1998.
Yeah, like what were you working with that you thought fucking Tiger Electronics had?
That they were just gonna put that into Furbies.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
That is so fascinating.
Mind-blowing. According to some sources, the NSA accused the toy of being a Chinese manufactured spy device, claiming Furbies are a secret stealing, bugging device capable of eavesdropping on sensitive conversations. They really thought that their secrets would be recorded and parroted back, which I genuinely think is, like, so funny because Furbies don't even say, like, long phrases. It's only, like, a word or two at a time. Like, what? That's literally so laughable.
They're for children. What secrets are these children gonna have that is a danger to national security? Like, the secrets that I told my Furby were, like, I snuck a snack into my room. I'm not supposed to have food up here. I stayed up after bedtime. I told my brother he was a jerk instead of a butthead. Like, what are you talking about? What secrets?
This is so funny. It's ridiculous.
The lengths that they jumped to get to this conclusion. So good.
Really, NSA? Really? As we now know, there's absolutely no possibility of that, as the toy was not programmed to record anything. Roger Schiffman said that the government's misgivings were based on funny yet incorrect rumors, and said that the NSA did not do their homework. Furby is not a spy.
Oh my god. That's amazing.
And they weren't the only ones. The Norfolk Naval Shipyard, the Pentagon, and the FAA banned Furbies.
Okay, so, what is the FAA up to that they're trying to hide? That's suspicious.
Okay. Well, here's what they said. For anyone who doesn't know what the FAA is, it's the Federal Aviation Administration. So they banned Furbies from being used during takeoffs and landings because they thought that it would interfere with the plane's insurance. Like the same concept of like
your phone and your laptop
and shit like that.
Yeah, like you couldn't play your video games because you were going to take control of the plane.
Yeah.
Is what we all thought.
We're going to crash the plane. Mike Boyd, an aviation safety consultant, was quoted as saying that it seems like a stretch that the Furby microchip would actually interfere with the flight. Bro, imagine that announcement, too. Please make sure your seat backs are upright, your tray tables are fastened, and put your Furbies to sleep. Like, I wouldn't be able to handle that.
And please turn all your Furbies into the off position. Oh my god.
Sorry, sir, it won't turn off. It's
taken on its own life.
It won't go to sleep.
It won't go to sleep.
It's sentient.
Can I throw it out the window?
Just open the door real quick. I'll throw it out.
In the year 2000... a group of Canadian health scientists debunked a claim that Furby interfered with medical equipment.
Oh my god, people are so scared of this robot.
Dr. Coxwang Tan, who was part of the research group, said that he was getting some strange looks from colleagues who wondered why he was playing with a Furby in front of medical devices.
Yeah.
It's bring your toy to work day. Roger Schiffman has spoken about other wild theories about the functions of Furbies. There was a rumor that Furbies had the capability to launch the space shuttle. It just keeps getting more asinine as we go on.
That's so funny.
Furbies really caused a fucking problem.
Dude, I had no idea because I was just like so blissfully unaware.
Mm-hmm.
Just playing with my little hamster asshole named Furby.
Wow.
My little, like, just getting bitten. Oh my god, this is so funny.
Oh my god. There's apparently a woman who was insistent that her Furby sang Italian operas.
Was it just picking up a radio station?
Oh my god, that would be so fucking funny.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
And I'm like, ma'am, are you okay? Like, I think you might need to see a doctor. Oh,
I'm just like texting you some pictures of Furbies that I already happen to have saved on my computer.
Okay, okay. Before we finish, I want to read that article from the Washington Post. There's actually a picture of a newspaper clipping online, and the journalist who wrote it is Vernon Loeb. And I want to read this because he used such dramatic language, so it's pretty entertaining to read it. The National Security Agency has targeted a new national security threat capable of blabbing secrets to U.S. adversaries, the Furby. As harried parents scrambled in the weeks before Christmas to get their hands on these homely, high-tech cyber pets that supposedly repeat what they hear, the super-secret spy agency put out a Furby alert on its internal intranet in early December and banned the Furby from Fort Meade. And then in the article, they give the internal announcement that I read in the beginning of the episode. Then it goes on to say, what the punishment is for having a Furby on your desk at Fort Meade, or how many Furbies actually are infesting NSA, could not be immediately discerned. But with all transgressors under orders to turn themselves in, former NSA General Counsel Stuart Baker speculated that getting them, the Furbies, out is going to be almost harder than getting them in. You'd have to take them to the basement, Baker deadpanned, and sweat them a lot.
What?
Equipped with computer chips and the same kind of infrared transmitters and receivers found in TV remotes, these $29.99 wonders, sometimes going for much more, speak, sleep, make weird noises, and supposedly interact with their environment, repeating some of what they hear. It's hard to imagine them divulging state secrets, but who knows more about pulling in what it hears than the NSA, which intercepts electronic communications around the world. NSA officials were worried, said one source monitoring the intelligence community, that people would take them home and they'd start talking classified. Stephen Aftergood, who directs the Federation of American Scientists' Project on Government Secrecy, said he wasn't surprised that the NSA, which is nothing if not bureaucratic and secretive, had drawn the line on Furby. They can't simply say, be smart, don't do anything to compromise security, Aftergood said. There has to be a page in their security manual that says, no dolls with tape recorders.
Oh my god.
What a dramatic fucking article. Wow. I love it. I love it.
That's amazing.
I also want to like revisit your question about who the fuck is bringing a Furby into the NSA, because the fact that they thought that grown-ass adults would be bringing that into work, you really have to wonder if anyone even actually did. And there's no evidence that I could find in, I read so many articles, no evidence I could find to suggest that anyone had actually brought one into the NSA building.
So they were just anxious about it potentially happening.
I guess. But it's like, dude, nowhere could I find that someone had actually brought them into the building.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, because it's not like I understand people having like, you know, cute little toys or whatever on their desk, but the Furby wouldn't shut the fuck up. Like, it's not something that you just sit on your desk.
You're not bringing that to fucking work because every time you move, it's gonna fucking turn on.
Yeah. And there was one time in second grade during show and tell after Christmas where someone brought their Furby in.
Ugh.
And we were doing math. We were like doing our like silent math work or whatever. And in the middle of it, the Furby just started snoring.
No.
And goes, this is boring.
Oh my God.
And we lost it as second graders. It was the funniest fucking thing that could ever happen in a Catholic school math classroom.
The only thing it's going to do is just be disruptive. It's not going to steal your secrets and blab them to somebody else.
Yeah.
It's just going to be fucking disruptive.
That's insane.
So that's it, folks. That is the time that the NSA banned Furbies.
Amazing.
I can't believe I didn't know about that when, like, that toy was such a big part of our childhoods.
Dude, thank you so much. That was amazing.
I wanted something fun for everyone since it's, you know, I'm sure we're all around a lot of family today. Mm-hmm.
the day that y'all are listening to this, and sometimes that's hard. So here's something lighthearted and fun. We love you.
Or you're not around family. Or you're not family. That's hard.
And then, yeah, and that's hard. And now you have something entertaining and you can laugh along with us. No matter what your situation is, we love you. Thank you for being here. I'm pretty sure the next episode is coming out on New Year's.
Yes, New Year's and Christmas are a week apart.
Mm-hmm. So we will see you then for another Ash-led episode. I'm excited.
Woo!
Have a great day, folks. We love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
For any photos related to today's episode, please go to our Instagram.
You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at AL2KPodcast.
Like us on Facebook at Always the Last to Know Podcast.
If you have any questions, please email us at AL2KPodcast@gmail.com.
Please share, rate, and review us on your podcast listening app of choice.
Join our Patreon. You can find us at patreon.com/AL2KPodcast or click the link in our bio on social media.
Thanks for listening.